This is Ken Carpenter welcoming you to the Bing Crosby Show, transcribed in Hollywood and brought to you by new coffee flavor Instant Postum, a wonderful tasting hot beverage that contains no caffeine. It lets you sleep. And now for coffee flavor Instant Postum, here's Bing Crosby.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Now here's Buddy Cole's bright arrangement of a song called I'm a Fool to Care.
I'm a fool to care when you treat me this way. I know I love you, but what can I do? I'm a fool to care. I'm a fool to cry when you tell me goodbye. You left me so blue when you were untrue. I'm a fool to care. I know I should lie. I'd ought to call it a day, but I know I would cry if you went away. I'm a fool to care when you don't care for me. So why should I pretend I'm gonna lose in the end? I'm a fool to care. Such a fool to care.
Wonderful, Bing. And now, here's Galen Drake.
Isn't it strange how we sin against ourselves? Oh, we take care of other things. I mean, the family, the job, charities. But how about our own good health? Well, maybe you say, oh, I do pretty good. I eat fairly sensibly. I diet once in a while. Don't sleep so good, though. Feel a little dragged out now and then. But then after all, I'm no kid anymore. Yeah, and maybe you're kidding yourself, too. Those little danger signals may mean you're depending on the caffeine and coffee for that quick pickup. And your doctor would be the first to tell you that for some people, one of the worst offenders against the delicate nervous system is caffeine. So switch from caffeine-heavy coffee to new coffee flavor Instant Postum. No caffeine, no jumpy nerves, can't keep you awake. Try new coffee flavor Instant Postum for at least 30 days and you'll look better, you'll feel better, and you'll act better.
We're in the money. We're in the money. Yes, we've got a lot of what it takes to get along. We're in the money. And the skies are sunny. Old man trouble, you are through, you've done us wrong. We never see a headline about a bread line today. And when we see the landlord, we can look that guy right in the eye. We're in the money. Come on, my honey. Let's spend it, lend it, send it, roll it along. We're in the money. We're in the money. Ooh, money. Yes, honey. We never see a headline about a bread line today. And when we see the landlord, we can look that guy smack dab in his good eye. We're in money. Come on, my honey. Let's spend it. Let's lend it. Let's spend it, lend it, send it rolling.
I'm sure that most of you are familiar with the brilliant writings of Henry McLemore, whose column is distributed in newspapers from coast to coast by the McNaught Syndicate.
Personally, I very seldom miss Henry's column. I always enjoy it, whether it's on travel, different fads, personalities, sports, or whatnot. Not long ago, McLemore did a very pertinent piece on the forthcoming Olympic Games, which will be held in Melbourne, Australia, in 1956. Well, I'm much concerned about these particular Olympics, so for those of you who missed Henry's fine column, I'd like to quote it. The Games are actually the United States against Russia. That's a pity, but it's true. The Games were founded on sportsmanship, but you can throw out all the other nations in 1956. In Melbourne, it'll be the Yank against the Russians, and it's going to be reported that way. The point score, both here and in Moscow, will be the Kremlin wins against Washington or Washington wins against the Kremlin. I repeat, it's not nice, but it's true. The United States should do one of two things. Either rise to the challenge or don't enter at all, because this country must not go halfway to the Olympics. It should go and either win the games, which it can do, or not show up. We should announce to the world that our boys and girls will be there ready to go, or announce the United States has decided that sports are a minor matter in a world like this and has no interest in the games whatsoever. There is supposedly no money in Washington for the American Olympic team, yet Washington will give millions to build a highway in Iran, or spend thousands to entertain a man with a beard in an oil well. We'll spend millions more on a radio station to penetrate the Iron Curtain, and we'll write a blank check for balloons to float over red-dominated countries. Not a penny. Not a single penny will Washington spend to send its youth against Russian youth for all the world to see. Washington will spend billions to see that its youth is ready for war, but it won't appropriate a nickel for the kids to take a bullet-free crack at the Reds. To get our athletes to Melbourne, we're going to have to resort to rather undignified methods. Telethons and postseason games and so forth. There'd be nothing wrong with UCLA meeting Oklahoma at $5 a crack. It would be a great game, but why should the richest country in the world, a country that hands it out so lavishly, treat its very own so poorly? It couldn't be that Americans don't like sports. They love sports. It's part of us. You try to find an American man who, when the Olympic Games are on, won't turn to the sports page first to see how his country came out. And name me a newspaper that won't run the results as a top news development. Short of a war, the Melbourne Games will offer the best test of the United States against them. It'll be their youngsters against our youngsters. It'll be Maine, Georgia, New York, California, Illinois, and the other 43 states against the people who don't like us. Russia, I'm telling you, is going all out to win the games. They have thousands of athletes paid by the state, and they aren't shooting against Luxembourg, Britain, France, or Tunisia. They're shooting to beat our boys. I think this country should do its best to whip the Russians. I think the United States should see to it that when the American team sails for Australia, it sails on the biggest boat with the nicest quarters, wearing the nicest uniforms, and every member of the team feeling like saying, "We are from the United States of America. We have come to win. Let's get going." To feel as strongly as I do about the United States team, you must see the games in a foreign country. You must sit amid spectators who don't want you to win. You must feel that thrill when the American hits the tape first and the American gets the gold medal and the band plays the Star Spangled Banner. Makes you feel good all over. Yeah, that's what Henry McLemore says, and believe me, there's a whole lot of us who say it right with him.
Now here's a nice selection entitled "Anyone Can Fall in Love."
Anyone can fall in love. Anyone can touch a star. Beggars can be choosers, winners though they're losers. Anyone can fall in love. Young or old, the rule applies. When the right one meets your eyes. 9 or 97, you've a right to heaven. Anyone can fall in love. Suddenly the bells are ringing. Suddenly the world seems new. All at once your heart starts singing the way that mine did when I looked at you. Anyone can fall in love. Anyone can touch a star. When my arms enfold you, You can say I told you, anyone can fall in love. Oh, anyone can fall in love.
And here again is Galen Drake.
Say, do you like to go out in the evening and have fun sometimes? Oh, I guess we all do. We all have different places we like to go, and we have different kinds of fun we like to have. But what happens when you come home? Go to bed and turn off the lights. Do the little daytime worries get bigger and bigger? And, well, even during the day, do you ever get irritable and moody and you start to bark at people and slam doors around the place? Now, I know, of course, that you can give yourself lots of reasons for that, but maybe you're your own worst enemy. Maybe you're the victim of a habit that's growing on you. I mean, depending on the caffeine in coffee for a quick but artificial steadying. Now, your doctor would tell you that for some people, one of the worst offenders against the delicate nervous system is caffeine. So why don't you switch from caffeine-heavy coffee to new coffee flavor Instant Postum? No caffeine whatsoever, can't make you nervous or irritable, can't keep you awake. You try new coffee flavor Instant Postum for at least 30 days and just see if you don't look better, feel better, and act better.
And so just by way of buttoning up this bit, I have a merry little thing which to me seems to project the traditional spirit that prevails throughout our broad land whenever folks get together on Sundays and holidays to visit a little, whip up some singing and dancing, and take their best shots at the buffet.
Y'all come.
Well, come and get it.
Y'all come.
Come and set a spell, friend.
Y'all come to see us when you can.
When you live in the country, everybody is your neighbor. On this one thing you can rely. They all come to see you, and they never leave you, saying, y'all come to see us by and by. Y'all come,
y'all come,
y'all come,
y'all come.
Oh, y'all come to see us now and then. Y'all come,
y'all come,
y'all come,
y'all come.
Oh, y'all come to see us now and then. Are a-coming, they're a-coming by the dozen, eating everything from soup to hay. Hide the rooster, and right after dinner, they ain't looking any thinner, and here's what you hear them say.
Y'all come.
That string's open.
Y'all come.
And the cider's making.
Oh, y'all come to see us when you can.
We're fixing to kick back the rug.
Y'all come.
Bring your fiddle.
Y'all come.
I need some rosin, too.
Oh, y'all come to see us now and then.
Grandma's a-wishing that they'd come out to the kitchen and help to do the dishes right away. But they all start a-leaving, even though she's a-grieving. Well, you can still hear Grandma say,
y'all come.
Well, land of Goshen, dead nabbit.
Oh, y'all come, see us when you can.
Bring the young uns, you hear me?
Y'all come.
We'll tie the dog up. Then go put the cat out, too.
Oh, y'all come, see us now and then.
Y'all come,
y'all come,
y'all come, oh, y'all come to see us now and then.
The Bing Crosby Show was produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie and brought to you by new coffee flavor Instant Postum, the wonderful tasting hot beverage that contains no caffeine. It lets you sleep. Try some soon. Enjoy new coffee flavor Instant Postum, and you'll enjoy your sleep. This is Ken Carpenter, hoping we'll see you again Monday night. This is the CBS Radio Network. Stay tuned for the Amos and Andy musical. It's only $1 plus tax wherever cosmetics are sold. And while you're there, notice all the other famous beauty aids Lanolin Plus makes. Notice them and try them. You'll soon see how beautiful every bit of you can be. Your lips, your hands, your hair, your body, from top to toe. Remember, Lanolin Plus.
Moonlight becomes you. It goes with your hair. You certainly know the right thing to wear.
This is Ken Carpenter saying goodnight to you all and reminding you that Bing Crosby can be heard Monday through Friday, transcribed from Hollywood. This is the CBS Radio Network.
Stay tuned for the Amos and Andy Music Show.